The landscape for which one practices yoga has changed considerably in the last bit. No longer, it feels, do people have the flexibility in their schedule to meet somewhere at a specific time for some kind of self-care practice, let alone generate a routine. And sure, it might not be a schedule conflict that interferes with your yoga time, but that you are exhausted and burnt out because of your existing schedule and routine. Life is busy. I too find it incredibly challenging to attend an in-person class someone else is teaching. And that's not because I don't want to, but rather the list of things to do and people to help and responsibilities as a working mom and wife means that my practice gets put into my day when I have the time to do so. That could be at 5:30 in the morning while my house is still asleep. I have not had one of those days in a long while. Or it might be towards the end of the day when I unroll my yoga mat next to the fireplace. Some of my practices are short and sweet mid-morning practices, while others extend well beyond the 60-minute mark. What I'm getting at is because of my practice, I know and feel how incredibly important it is for me to do that practice and to do that practice regularly. Yes, I do so to keep my body fit and healthy, but mostly I practice yoga because it gives me time out from the busyness that comes with each day and time turned inward for self-inquiry and self-care. And this is why I want to talk about intensive yoga trainings, like the yoga teacher training program I offer once a year, and why I believe attending one is a game changer in this adventure we call life. I'm Michelle Robinson, entrepreneur, yoga teacher, Ayurvedic consultant, and life student, and your host on this podcast, Om at Home. People like you and I are seeking accessible ways to learn and, more importantly, integrate practices that support not only our physical health and fitness levels, but provide access and tactics that ease stress, promote sleep, support digestion and regulation, acknowledge and comfort emotional ups and downs, and enhance spiritual well-being and intellectual growth. Courses, like the yoga teacher training program that I offer annually, is a course designed to not only teach you how to lead a group class, but also guides you to learn the best ways for you to take care of yourself, your body, your mind, and your heart. A couple of weeks back, this year's yoga teacher training program commenced. In our first weekend together, our inclusive group spent a ton of time unpacking the root meaning of yoga and made acquaintance with classical texts and the philosophy behind the practices that cultivate yoga in its truest sense. As much as yoga is often looked upon as being a practice of postures, yoga stretches far beyond the shape and form of the body, the race or gender you've been named, or the demographic or culture you've been born into. Rather, yoga is a philosophy that is meant to be researched and reflected upon and shared and practiced in all that you do in every moment of every day. Yoga is a Sanskrit word derived from the root verb yuj, which means intense absorption, and not necessarily the more often used words of union or yoke. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail here because this principle is something that we unpack over the course of our entire 8 months of learning together in the YTT. That being said, as a philosophy for developing and implementing practices like postures on a mat, yoga invites its practitioner to generate the power and insight to best support your health and healing. In doing so, yoga becomes a path of liberation from that which binds or leads to pain and suffering. What I'm getting at is that yoga is, well, for me anyway, the original self-care system. But unless you show up and practice, you'll likely never know the extent with which it will enhance your life. Okay, back to the YTT and why you should consider taking one. If I asked you to fill in the blank in the following sentence, how would you respond? What would you answer? Yoga is blank. When I ask my participants of the past this kind of question, I've gotten everything from yoga is acceptance, yoga is stepping back and just breathing, yoga is listening and learning, yoga is alone time but not feeling alone, yoga is mindfulness, yoga is accessibility, inclusivity, yoga is compassion. For the most part, I hardly ever get a response that is, yoga is postures on a mat. Now, that is not to say that a mat practice is not important. Quite the contrary, actually, especially for our modern day bodies that are forced to sit for extended periods of time and eat lunch while on the go, responding to emails or driving to our next scheduled event. But postures aren't just for moving and shaping your body. Postures, in my humble opinion, help to reveal the level of your commitment to the actions that you make and take both on and off your yoga mat. I say this all the time in my classes that what you do on your yoga mat is mere preparation for what you do when you're off it. You see, when you commit to practicing postures, you commit to getting to know your body. You get to know what is tight and stiff, what is really aching and paining, and what moves or what limits your potential range of motion. You learn by way of your actions to clarify what feels right, appropriate, supportive, and of course, healthy. By working with your body, you get in to your body and become more informed and therefore more aware. I do want to clarify that what I mean by mat practices doesn't mean having to stand or bend or twist or, attempt headstand. We don't want to do postures that we're not capable of. Sure, we want to, test the waters in certain ways, but we certainly don't want to injure ourselves. Mat practices can be done completely lying down or seated in a chair or using that chair for some kind of support. What I am getting at is that posture practices are like turning up the volume on the radio while your favorite song plays so you can sing and dance along to it. Posture practices helps you to learn to understand the rhythms of your body and of your mind. The lyrics in this case are the messages your body is sharing by way of your sensory processes. So you could say that by way of your mat practice, you learn to decipher the language your body speaks, which is, of course, what you're feeling, where you're feeling it, and even perhaps understand why you're feeling it. As you progress on your mat, you don't just gain flexibility and strength in your muscles or bend deeper into postures. Yes, for sure, these are side effects of a regular practice routine, but the next layer that develops by way of your constant practice is your breath. Your breathing, or rather your control over your breathing. We call that pranayama. Again, keeping things short and simple here on the podcast, as much as pranayama means controlling your breath, in its deepest sense, it means to generate an awareness for the vital essence that makes your life possible. It's rather important, if you ask me. And we typically don't notice our breath until we experience a shortness of it. I like to use the example of climbing up a few flights of stairs. Most likely, as you reach the top level, you notice your breathing pattern has quickened and perhaps you are, as they say, out of breath. As author James Nestor wrote in his book Breathe, no matter what we eat, how much we exercise, how resilient our genes are, how skinny or young or wise we are, none of it will matter unless we're breathing. So the first thing you do when you're born is you take a breath in, and the last thing you'll do is exhale. Everything else in between is experience. Experience only exists because the breath does. By way of experience, you learn. Through learning, you start to understand the effects, either positive or negative, in said experience, and the cycle just keeps repeating itself. You breathe, experience, learn, understand. Breathe. Experience, learn, understand. Just like pausing at the top of the stairs to notice your breath, pranayama is a concentration practice that helps you learn, work with, and generate respect for the vital life force energy that supports all of your existence. If for whatever variety of reasons you have a restricted breath capacity, then you are literally experiencing a lack of life. And limited breathing may be due to slouch or misaligned postures, improper or unbalanced diet, injury or genetic disposition, not to mention any and all host of physical, mental, and emotional experiences that unknowingly leave their mark in your body and ultimately impact your respiratory function. But if you aren't aware of what's limiting or restricting or holding you back, then how can you expect to change or improve upon those? Pausing to notice your breath isn't necessarily easy. And this leads me to the next little piece I want to talk about today, and that is of learning how to direct your attention. Pratyahara, there's another Sanskrit word for you, Pratyahara is the fifth of eight limbs on the yogic path. And it's most often interpreted as a withdrawal of your senses, meaning like, you know, you turn off, you're looking and engaging outward and tune inward. As the great master yogi, Mr. BKS Iyengar taught, quote, "The yogic purpose of pratyahara is to make the mind shut up so one can concentrate. When you concentrate, you hopefully have access to focusing in and on the right here and right now. This is the ultimate definition of yoga, or that intense absorption I mentioned earlier in the show. To shut the mind up is to turn away from distractions that take you away from the now. Those cycles of thinking, remembering, naming, judging, etc. All that mind stuff diverts or confuses your attention. It doesn't matter if in the now you're sitting in the boardroom at a budget meeting or standing over your cooking supper at the stove or even holding your loved one's hand. Pratyahara means dropping expertly into the moment and the experience before you, and in the slightest of pauses, noticing the effects of that very moment on your body and your mind. And this is a pivotal opportunity that stems from a nice consistent yoga practice, and one that, well, has a drastic impact on all levels of your health and well-being. When you're on your mat, linking movements together, linking your body with your breath, your inhale with your arms up, your practice becomes what's called vinyasa. Now, most often this Sanskrit term is used to describe a style of yoga or the flow sequence that we see and know of Chaturanga, which is a high plank down to a low push-up plank, then to upward dog and then to downward dog. But vinyasa means, in its literal translation, to place in a particular or special way. It's two words. Nyasa means to place and vai means in a special way. Therefore, through your mat practices, you learn to place all your parts, you learn to vinyasa all your parts, your body, your breath, and your attention in one place at the one time, right now. And in a world where multitasking is a sought-after trait, taking one action at a time can seem rather boresome. I catch myself all the time no longer paying attention. What, with the world at our fingertips, it's extra easy to find and be distracted. And when you're distracted, you're no longer paying attention. And when you're no longer paying attention, you're no longer best able to respond or be in the moment or take care of yourself. If we tie all of this back to why I feel it's of great benefit to attend an intensive yoga training, it's for this. All of life is a moving experience. Learning to actively engage in the flow of life is the gift of yoga. As you actively engage in noticing your body, no matter what the pose, and noticing your breath in your body, all of a sudden your yoga has become a mind training that helps you to be more and more engaged in the now. Breathe, experience, learn, understand. Being in the moment, in your body, in and with your breath. Committing to a mat practice is a gateway to a more embodied life. But if life is busy and committing to a specific class, teacher, or time isn't possible, then knowing how to guide yourself gives you a formidable advantage in your life's adventure. Yoga teacher trainings provide you with a full toolkit of practices tailored uniquely to your needs, and then you get to carry those practices around with you everywhere you go. This means that when you only have 15 minutes, you dedicate 15 minutes to your mat practice and to yourself. Whether you have a dedicated space to practice or not, it doesn't matter. Yes, it can be advantageous to have a specific space and place, but it's not necessary. Unrolling your mat in the middle of the living room floor or in the hallway for 15 minutes is far more impactful than not practicing at all. And no, you don't necessarily need a yoga mat, but there's something about the commitment of actually preparing your space, laying it out, and placing yourself on there that really creates stability in your commitments. And it's, of course, not about the length of time you dedicate to your practice, just the act of dedication itself. When you dedicate time to yourself for yourself, you are, in essence, stating that you are important, that you matter, and that your health matters. And if you aren't taking care of yourself, then who will? Really, it's impossible for someone else to know exactly what it is that you need and when you need it unless you know for yourself what it is that you need. And then, of course, communicate those needs to another. But the truth of the matter is, there will be times when others are not available and it is just you and your body and your breath. And if you learn to wholly and earnestly show up for yourself regularly, again, even if it is only for 15 minutes a day, all of the dimensions of your health and wellness will be positively impacted. The Ambiance Yoga Teacher Training uniquely blends the teachings and techniques of yoga and Ayurveda. And it isn't just a program about becoming certified to teach others. It's a program about learning to support and take care of yourself. Although dates are not solidified for next year's training yet, I'd love to hear your thoughts and queries as to why and how your practice supports you. So drop me a line, send me an email, or better yet, visit the Ambiance YouTube channel for inspiration to support your next self-care practice.